Last week, a Washington Post ABC News poll reflected that Hillary Clinton's favorability ratings have plummeted to their lowest point of any time during her 25-year career in public service. According to the poll, 56% of Americans said that they had an unfavorable view of Secretary Clinton. Likeability and authenticity have long been factors cited by the media as roadblocks for Secretary Clinton as a candidate. And yet, she is currently leading her competitors in polls of likely voters. So it seems like most likely voters, for the most part, to seem like they will vote for her, despite these labels. Joining us is Sean Perry Giles. She has long studied the media's treatment of Hillary Clinton and is the author of the book Hillary Clinton in the News, Gender and Authenticity in American Politics. Sean Perry Giles, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
When you see polls like this, what do you think this even means? Favorability. Is this a term that is invented only by pollsters or something that has kind of been bolstered up in ways of labeling different politicians through the media?
Well, I think favorability has long, especially since polling's been around, has been an issue that voters judge their candidates on. And so it's all kind of wrapped up in issues. I mean, sometimes you can make distinctions between whether people view their candidate favorably and also like them. You can think they're doing a good job, but not necessarily like them. But in this poll, oftentimes, as is the case with Clinton, it's all kind of wrapped up in this question is that she's not a terribly authentic candidate, which decreases her favorability ratings and reinforces the fact that people don't find her terribly likable. But it also seems that people at this point, at least a percentage, say that they will still vote for her in spite of her likability issues and in spite of her authenticity issues.
You mentioned authenticity. How do you define authenticity and its role in the political process?
Well, I tend to look more at how the media defines authenticity, and I've been going this campaign going back through a lot of the articles, and if the viewers just search for Clinton and authenticity, you find tons of articles about it. And cataloging the different criteria, it's like basically comes down to, is the candidate genuine? Are they being trustworthy and honest? And in campaigns, especially in the primary and also in the general election, people are trying to learn who the real person is. I would challenge whether or not we could ever know that, because this is a mediated process, and trying to capture who even ourselves are authentically is a challenge. So to think that we're going to get at the authentic candidate is probably not something that's ever going to happen. I think it is the case that authenticity is a performance, and that candidates try to be as authentic as possible. Some do it better than others, but it's really trying to, and this has been a long-term search, trying to figure out who the real human is behind the mask, so that we know and feel that we feel confident that we are going to elect a person of character.
Why do you think that charges of inauthenticity have been particularly directed at Hillary Clinton?
I think there are a host of reasons, and I think going back to 1992, the major issues, the first one was that she was dubbed early on as more of a radical feminist, and any attempt to move away from that, to soften that image, which happened in 1992 during the convention and thereafter, to help dub her as inauthentic because she was shifting her political identity, and any shifts in that identity can lead to that. The Clintons have also been known as those who are very politically expedient. So they'll shift their positions, many suggest, just to try to prevail in an election, and that they're more driven by polls than true convictions. And then when she ran for the Senate in 2000, and she ran, as a senator from New York in a state she never lived or worked, people that reinforced this image. Now the issue, and even then, is that she's not trustworthy because of the scandals surrounding, like, Whitewater in the 90s, and today the email controversy she faces, and her, the relationship between the Clinton Foundation and her secretary when she was Secretary of State. All these just reinforce a commonplace that's been part of her identity since very early on. But it's really something that comes to the forefront during elections. Authenticity seems to go to the background more when she's in office as senator or as secretary of state. And I think it's because authenticity is so fused with our campaign coverage that that's when it becomes most pronounced. But the memory is very long, and so that assumption about her lack of authenticity raises again every time she steps in the arena for a new position.
We're talking with Sean Perry Giles. She is author of the book Hillary Clinton in the News, and she has followed the media's coverage of Hillary Clinton for many years. You said something interesting there that I've always found to be a bit of a conundrum when it comes to this criticism of politicians for being kind of shifting positions and being political chameleons. You said that the charge is that politicians are shifting their positions based upon public opinion polling, right? If you elect someone and they do alter their position based upon public opinion polling, they're altering their position in the way of what I would assume would be the majority of the populace. Isn't that kind of a good thing?
Well, I think the assumption is that to be truly authentic, you have this. The assumption is you have a core political belief, and when you have that core of beliefs, that even when public opinion shifts, that you maintain it. So some issues seem to get really at principle values, like issues about abortion. Like how, if you really have a core belief that you are pro-life, then how can you possibly shift that position? Hillary Clinton has kind of tried to have it both ways in some ways. She talks about how she's principally against it, but she's a pro-choice candidate. And so any of that sense of shifting from these core values can hurt a candidate. But, you know, it's rare that you're going to find a politician who doesn't shift their positions, and many do shift on issues as the country shifts on issues like rights for lesbian gay Americans, and that Obama shifted his position, Clinton shifted her position. So it's not uncommon, and I think Trump in this campaign, you know, is being challenged because some would say he shifts his position in one day. He may talk about immigration one way in the morning and immigration a different way in the afternoon. So he, though, tends to have higher levels of perceived authenticity because he is so blunt, whereas Clinton is known as trying to be more, is not clear in her positions, and it doesn't come out, and what people think is kind of hiding her positions or being evasive about it. And so she still, in some ways, is perceived as more inauthentic than Trump because of his style of presentation.
It's interesting how people do focus in on these kinds of issues in different ways. And I wonder, you talk about Trump is able to sort of maintain this veneer of genuineness and authenticity because of his unconventional style. He doesn't seem like a conventional politician, even though, as you say, some of the position policies are muddy or change when he talk about it, even this week with immigration. But I wonder, with the long career that Hillary Clinton now has of public service as a senator, as Secretary of State, is she treated differently when she's running for office versus when she's in office when it comes to some of these concerns that people have about authenticity or likability?
I think once a candidate becomes dubbed as inauthentic, it's hard for them to become authentic because that just sticks. And I think people like John Kerry and Mitt Romney face similar kinds of obstacles because they were perceived as inauthentic, and you can't really go back and prove your authenticity once it becomes so commonplace that you are inauthentic. But I also believe that women, in some respects, face a bigger challenge in authenticity matters when it comes to politics because of the long-held assumption that politics, you know, for so long was something that men did. And we're still working on women becoming more integrated in the political process. There are not as many women in the Senate or the House, and we yet to have elect a woman president. So is there something there that makes women, when they first stand up to speak and enter that arena, that makes them seem that they are not a good fit for the position that they're running for? And I think that has to be part of the assumptions. I mean, you have to look at what the candidate has done and said that fosters a sense of perception, but is there still something embedded there that makes us not recognize that women are as authentic as political candidates as potentially men? And I think the examples you would turn to is that so many people talk about that they can't stand listening to her voice and that she's shrill and she yells. well, Bernie Sanders was perceived as very authentic for a variety of reasons, but he also yelled. But that didn't seem as nearly a problem as it was for Clinton. But I do think in the end that how you judge whether somebody is authentic or not has more to do with your own political beliefs than the candidate themselves. So people are more likely to see somebody as authentic when they support their political views and intend to vote for them than the opponents, where they're going to search for more reasons why they lack a certain authenticity.
We touched on this just a little bit earlier, and you followed the media's treatment of Hillary Clinton for a long time. And in particular, in 2008, you looked at how she was treated in the primary process against Barack Obama, with Trump creating the media tsunami that he has. Is the media changing the way they cover Hillary, as opposed to the key things they focused on with her in 2008? Are there different things that you see when looking at these stories in the way that they are looking at Hillary's career? And, I mean, things have happened since then, obviously, but is it fundamentally different in contrast to Trump?
Is it fundamentally different in contrast to her past coverage? I would say not. One of the things that I've looked at is the different kind of assumptions that the media have made about Clinton from 1992 forward, and those what are called media frames don't typically shift that much for her, and that she's still one of the major themes is that she's not authentic, and that stuck with her. It goes away when she does step into office, as it does for many office holders. Then we expect them to perform a role. We're not looking at them as the human being. We're expecting them to perform this role. And she had high approval ratings as Secretary of State. The Benghazi situation started at the end, so it started to erode her approval ratings. But as soon as the campaign began, even before she stepped into officially announced, there are a lot of articles that came out about this was going to be her major barrier, her lack of authenticity, her lack of likability, that started early on in 2015. Now, so I don't see at this point a huge shift in the coverage of her and her authenticity from the past elections, especially 2000, 2008, and now 2016. You know, I think that the media strives to be, I mean, your listeners will probably laugh at this, but I think in some ways they strive to be somewhat balanced. And so if they're going to be taking Donald Trump to task for particular issues, then in the same story, they will try to turn to some issue with Hillary Clinton as well, which tends to be the email situation or the Clinton Foundation problems. And the same is true when they're covering Clinton. There will probably be some nod to the fact that Trump, too, struggles with his own issues of trustworthiness and likability for a large percentage of the electorate. So I think they try to be somewhat, you know, put this authenticity factor, likability factor, trustworthy factor on the radar for both of them. But I think in terms of whether we judge one more favorably than the other, again, comes back to our own political views. People will see the coverage is extremely biased if they're a Trump fan and extremely biased if they're a Hillary supporter.
Sean Barry Giles is author of Hillary Clinton in the News, Gender and Authenticity in American Politics, and has covered Hillary Clinton's public perception in the media for some time. Professor Barry Giles, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
It's the Steve Fast Show on WJBC.